Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates, Heaps Normal, delicious, independent, non-alcoholic Heaps. Beer. It's fucking summertime. Crack a can, whisper Triple M, and get 24 of them in you if you want. There's no booze in there. They're delicious. Heggy, the other night, by the way, heapsnormal.com, use duty free at checkout for free shipping around Australia. Thanks for everyone that sends us messages of them enjoying Heaps Normal. And Heggy, the other night they saved me. I was doing a gig at Comedy Republic here in Melbourne, Sictoria. And Comedy Republic have Heaps Normal.
Yeah, seen it.
Yeah, what I like to do is I call it the can't pick a side combo, where you get a Heaps Normal and a double whiskey.
Ah. The children's Boilermaker.
The kiddies Boilermaker, and I had about eight of them. And still made it to the zoo 9 a.m. the next morning with my son.
Well, obviously whiskey's not the problem. It's beer.
It is beer, which is why you've got to smash the Heaps Normals. Delicious non-alcoholic beer. They're the fucking best. Oh. Thanks for supporting the show.
Yes.
You know what to do. Duty free at checkout.
Coming into summer, get yourself a 4-pack, head down the beach. You can still do just as much damage in at Christmas with your fists when you're sober. Probably more. So get into it.
And you'll be better at running away.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the Gulf.
At LAX.
Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the...
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How you going, mate?
Mate, I'm bloody fantastic. I'm good. I'm sweating me nuts off here in Melbourne. It's decided, you know what, it's time to warm up. And it's reminding me of Brisbane and I'm not enjoying it. It's too fucking hot.
Yeah, right. Well, that's just part of the diversity that's involved with Melbourne and the progressive. You've got to put up with the good and the bad,
yeah.
Unfortunately. It's not all smooth sailing.
Well, it's hard this week to tell what is on your background. I assume it's a sunny day, but it is a black and white photo.
Oh, yeah.
Of what appears to be your Zoom background each week. If you've never, if people are listening in for the first time, Luke Heggie joined. We're on Zoom. He's in Sydney. I'm in Melbourne, and each week he's got a grim Zoom background, generally of a house where a murderer lives. But oh no, this is a factory.
This is a factory. Yeah.
Something. Is it
Ambrosia Chocolates?
Ambrosia Chocolate Company.
Ambrosia Chocolate Company. Yes, it is.
Ambrosia Wisconsin. Chocolate.
Yes.
Oh, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Oh, the No, it's not Gacy. I was going to say Gacy. It's not Gacy though, is it? Shit. Who
it's
is
another
it?
Big one. It's a big one. This happens to be his overnight workplace.
Oh, Jesus.
Used to do the 11 till 7 shift here as a mixer in the chocolate factory.
Well,
when he wasn't doing his other activities.
Willy Wonka.
No. Even worse. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, gee.
More tea!
Backdrop, courtesy of a patron, in fact, sent it through. I thought, oh, really? Really nice. What's that? Bang. Jeffrey Dahmer's workplace, isn't it?
Well, thanks to the Patreon subscribers getting around us here at MFB HQ and keeping the lights on. If you want to join in, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. We just had a massive episode come out last Friday all about Mad Mondays, which is an Aussie tradition of getting absolutely fucking sideways after your sports season ends. And we had my good mate, Brendan Favola, king of the Mad Monday, join the show.
Yeah, character, isn't he? Deep down, heart of gold. Just a bloody good Aussie bloke.
If you're thinking, hey, should I join or not, what does Fev know about a Mad Monday? Type Fev, Mad Monday, Fed Square into Google. And that bloke knows and loves a costume while drinking. One more thing, though, Heggy, we don't do this. We're not the we're not a shout out show, but
not as a general rule. But there are exceptions, of course.
But there was somebody that tugged at our heartstrings, sent us a message through. Brett's turning 50. I didn't want to drop his last name in a couple of days, as your favourite comedian Con the Fruiterer would say.
Yeah, his wife Libby sent us through a message saying it'd make the big difference to Brett when he goes out to his shed and listens to our podcast. I mean, I used to thumb my nose at sheds and men who own sheds, but once you got a family, you completely fucking understand the need for a little bit of me time, bit of silence, even, and by that I mean just power tools or whatever, but just silence.
Yeah, not other people talking. Yeah. She said every Thursday gets home saying, "Well, I've got a mid-flight brawl to get to." And he just has a beer in the shed listening to us too. So happy birthday, Brett.
Happy birthday, mate. Good on you.
Just going out to a shed and drinking by yourself while listening to us. I'm not saying you had anything to do with the Jetstar pilot, two people missing situation. You're just trying to forget about it. Whatever a bloke wants to think about in his shed, bloody.
was that down that way? Is it down? Is that where Brett's from?
No, he's from Tumut.
Oh, Tumut. Yeah. I love Tumut. Very picturesque part of the world. Be tucked away, Tumut. I'd say it's nice.
Happy birthday, Brett. You were meant to see your show last year, but then, you know, the bat and whatnot.
Ah, right. Yeah.
By the way, that Jetstar pilot, a lot of messages coming through on our socials over the last week. What do you boys reckon? And I brought it up on stage, Melbourne, on Saturday night, saying there's a reason I've never flown Jetstar, because I knew rows 1 through 30 were full of fucking grubs, but I had no idea it was also the cockpit.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, there's a bloke, because we've always, on this pod, allegedly this and that, allegedly.
That's always alleged.
Allegedly, a Jetstar pilot murdered a couple of campers. Hid the bodies. I saw on the news a couple of days ago, Heggy. It said they've found the bodies, but to me it's not, you didn't find anything. The bloke that did it just told you where they are.
Yeah, that's classic police move. Use the culprit's conscience against themselves to get your work done for you that I fucking pay for as a taxpayer. But all the same, that's all fine. Every bit of that up until the we did it. Thing.
Yeah.
That's where I take exception.
It was from Caroline Springs, which is close to where I grew up, Hoppers Crossing in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said on stage that, you know, your pilot shouldn't be worse than you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I assume all pilots are in well-to-do suburbs. They've got investment properties, a share portfolio. I don't want any zone 2 public transport pilots.
Yeah. Having said that, like, it is extracurricular activities. Like, I don't want to be judged as, like, on stage what I get up to during the day. So, in a way, leave the poor bloke alone. He might be an excellent pilot.
Well, you know what? You remember we were talking the other day about the bloke with the Bratz dolls.
Oh, yeah.
Little Cleo that they found.
Hmm.
This bloke painted his car twice in a few years. You've done something wrong there.
Absolutely.
Even if it's not this crime. Something's happened, allegedly.
It's a problem with a home paint job on a car. You never get it all. You got to go pro.
No, you know what got him? Google Maps.
How?
The fucking snitch car that drives around with all the cameras on it.
Oh, he's got his shirt off spray painting his car, does he, when that's come around?
No, just the exact same model. Went from, I think, a dark blue to a tan or something, some weird.
Oh, okay. There's always a bit of blue under the bonnet or something. You peel back the rubber on the door sill, it'll be blue there. You're fucked.
That's how they get you.
Yeah. Oh, they'll get you. Well, they won't. You'll get yourself and then they'll go, "We got you."
By the way, I'm not going to mention the bit that you're doing on stage at the minute, but you've got a great bit about disposing of bodies in Australia. So,
oh yeah,
lukeheggie.com, see him at live show. I love that you don't want people in the crowd to assume what you do in your day based on what you say on stage. That's all people are doing because you tell them what you do.
Yeah, I know.
Settling vendettas.
Fuck, I'm settling vendettas, not murdering though. That's a bit too much even for me. I'm just fresh off the stage now, actually. I just got home. It is nighttime on a Tuesday and, day before summer, in fact. And I got mugged off fucking hard by the MC at a pub gig.
Oh, by the way, it is my sister's birthday. Happy birthday to her. She's only 32.
Yeah, right. Doesn't count. Well, happy birthday, Lee, but all the same, it's not a fucking shout out. Take it easy. We're doing none of these next week. 50th, maybe 100th. If you can prove that you're turning 100, I'll do it any day.
Imagine that. When the queen goes, it's replaced by a voicemail from us.
Yeah. Just abusing them. I got introduced as a veteran of the Sydney comedy scene. That is a fuck off, isn't it? That's not a great look at all.
A veteran.
And everyone was young. Everyone else was young on the lineup. The whole crowd were young. I was the oldest there by probably double. So I can see why he said it, but still,
yeah,
don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
So anyway.
A veteran. Well, there's somebody else on your shit list.
Yeah.
And we'll be looking for them in a shallow grave at some point in the future when you eventually snap, which we are counting down to. Got a lot of messages as well from people about the Delta Airlines flight. It's not going to be a whole episode. Very interesting though.
No.
Of course, in America.
Yes.
Because it involved a support pet.
Yeah. But this, like I looked into this and it was very widely publicised, but only, it said, viral event. I go, cool, we'll get some evidence here. But the evidence is of the screen saying a woman in 13A has been breastfeeding a cat and won't put the cat away when we told her. And it's in that old style, like that 386 fucking print on a old computer screen.
It's on a screen. So one of the...
the pilot done or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, or the flight attendants punched it into the computer.
Yeah.
Somebody sent it at the back. It just says, passenger of 13A is breastfeeding a cat and will not put cat back in its carrier when flight attendant requested. Now, to me, that's not the issue, the cat going back in its carrier. The only thing that gets me, I'm not saying it didn't happen, but they're getting phones out over almost punch-ons in the States.
Yeah, maybe everyone was just so fucking shocked they didn't. But I did a bit of research and found out that it's happened before and I think it might be the same person doing it on other flights.
Oh, really?
But there's no video evidence. There's no names associated. Well, I don't know. It could be fake news. Maybe not. I'm not a journalist, but someone who is a journalist could have fucking found more out, to be honest. Didn't happen.
And you know what, though? As rotten as that does sound, somebody breastfeeding a cat on a plane... Mm. In this article, scroll down a bit more because they said there's another example of an emotional support animal.
Oh.
And at Dodo, D-O-D-O, says, Daniel, an emotional support duck, loved his first plane trip.
Yeah, did he just.
Fucking hell. And some absolute creep has put little, they're almost like those swim shoes so you don't cut your feet on rocks.
Oh, booties on a duck. Yeah, a duck.
Yeah.
It's booties.
Yeah.
And, I mean, obviously you can train birds not to shit everywhere, so why not get them on planes, see what happens.
You know what I like, though? Daniel, they've posted that in the article, accompanied a 37-year-old woman, that would have been my guess, with PTSD on a flight in 2016. No other Daniel the support duck photos on a plane. So,
yeah,
I reckon the next flight, they've just said, nah, that'll do.
Yeah.
You pushed it too far. I don't know what you're upset about, but fuck, grow up, get a dog.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, mate, we better get in.
Let's get into it.
All right, this week, mate, you might have to cast your mind back to February 1998.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
98.
Oh, great year.
Be a good time to fly. We've had a few older ones recently. And I do think about it. You're punching darts. They're just carving up a roast chook in front of you. I think the meals are a bit different.
Oh, yeah. It's trying to keep it real because there's so many modern incidents. You can't have all this year. It's all a bit same. So I try to go back through the annals. and find some stuff.
By the way, there was one this year that I have not found in any news site. Just quickly, though, we have a few pilots that listen to our show,
yep.
And which is great, and they send us things about that may have occurred on their flights. Well, have occurred. They're the fucking pilots, so they know.
Yeah.
One pilot, transatlantic pilot, said a batshit woman took offence to the stranger next to her having the audacity to take her correct seat. She was seen texting a message to her friend threatening to stab the woman next to her. This is the text. If she crosses me again, I'll fucking stab her, in all capitals.
Sick. And did the potential victim dob?
No, it just got then she started screaming some pretty crook stuff. And it just got delayed for a few hours. But obviously not long enough for people to just get the camera phone out.
Wow, yeah, that's everyone. Just get your camera ready. It still works when you're in flight mode.
Yeah,
just get it ready and do the job.
Yeah,
because you miss stuff like that.
Every flight should almost be like a fucking concert where everyone's got their phones out with the torch on.
Yeah,
just have it ready. Just hold your phone up. As soon as you hear somebody talking louder than engines, hold the phone up. Everyone, get it out.
We couldn't be too far from CCTV on planes anyway, could we?
Oh, you reckon?
Like the big
ones.
That'd
be great.
The big Banksy ones just moving around at the near the toilets there. That'd be good.
That's the old TVs that used to pop down. Now just security cameras drop out. Keep an eye on you.
We're looking at the 8-hour, 5-minute flight, British Airways, Manchester to New York.
Wow.
And this week, our compelling protagonist is none other than a model hailing from Burnage in the Manchester area, UK.
Don't know, Burnage?
Oh, it's just a suburb of Manchester, really.
Sure, you got some facts on it?
A couple, yeah. It's just yet another dreary northern English suburb. But it does have the honour of being the childhood home of none other than the Gallagher brothers of Oasis fame.
Oh, great.
Themselves once embroiled in an air age incident, which will be catalogued in the future on MFB. Famous people from Burnage have been involved in a range of strange incidents, some of them plane related. Manchester United, Busby Babes captain, and English international Roger Byrne from Burnage was a victim of the 1958 Munich air disaster.
Oh, fuck.
It took out pretty much the whole team.
Jesus Christ.
Start strong, go from there. slush on the runway, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a very, very icy runway. I honestly thought it was going to be a drink fight situation. I keep forgetting occasionally who I deal with on this podcast, which is you.
Oh, no, but this isn't who. This is just Burnage people.
I know, but the problem is your tone never changes. So it's hard to go, fuck, something bad's coming. Because I don't know, because it also could be something good, something happy.
Yeah.
You know, something terrible. I don't know. The run-up is the same.
Well, you don't want to telegraph what you're about to do.
Oh, no.
You didn't see SK Warne wave at the batsman and say, oh, there's a Chinaman coming up. Not that they call them that anymore, but whatever they do call that bowl, there's a googly about to come out of the back of the hand. Don't think so. Another Burnage alumni was guitarist Dave Robotham from the Invisible Girls and the Mothmen.
No idea.
Well, you might know, he was found in his flat in 1991 after being murdered with a plasterer's hammer.
Jesus Christ.
Big one.
I knew that was going to be bad. He was found, rarely followed with something
good. Yeah, I shouldn't have started with that. Telegraph that, didn't I? Fuck. I have to be careful.
I saw you shine up one side of the ball there. I know it's coming.
No one has ever been charged. Largely because the public haven't solved the case for the police yet.
Of course, still waiting for a tip-off.
It got chalked up, despite being a plasterer's hammer, which I found out, it got chalked up to being an actual axe murderer.
So
there's an axe murderer on the loose. So, well, it's not an axe, it's a plasterer's hammer.
Plasterer's hammer, yeah.
Still fucking nasty, don't worry about it, but not quite an axe. That's commitment.
I reckon a plasterer's hammer sounds like it would take longer.
Probably more blows. But yeah, then axe. Oof. That is, I don't know.
I know it's bad, but one well-placed one.
You don't mind a bit of axe throwing, don't you? You go axe throwing?
No, I've never gone axe throwing. No, I'm not a fan of those activities.
There are axe throwing, like in industrial estates.
Yeah.
Next to, you know, the old one that's not occupied by a fucking microbrewery is generally axe throwing or something. Where blokes with tattoos teach you how to throw an axe.
Yeah.
Don't know.
The skill you'll never use again.
Well, you can take kids.
Man, but I think it's like Joe Rogan. There's too much of that. Blokes going to do archery and stuff. Just have a beer at the pub. The end. Why?
I reckon Rogan's got a fair bit to answer for in terms of, like, you know, COVID claims deaths. I reckon you could chalk up a lot of deaths to Joe Rogan's influence.
Yeah.
Just people fucking taking up fighting, throwing axes, doing stuff that he said's cool, dead.
But he also may have got a lot of people to turn their lives around with fitness. So the one that he's telling to take ivermectin, maybe, you know, there may be more people than went, oh, I'm a tub of shit.
Well,
I should start working out.
I don't know. To me, fitness is a killer because you get obsessed by it.
All right, Trump. You know that's Trump's thing. That's why Trump never works out. That? Yeah, because you said you've only got a certain amount of heartbeats.
Oh, no.
I'm
not talking about the monkey shit. I'm talking about you get obsessed with it.
Oh, yeah.
And then your fucking only amount of heartbeats come right down real quick. You become like your mate, the one who did the fucking forward flip going up to accept his trophy, Deddy Bones. Classic example of how fitness can kill you. And the bodybuilders, they're dead early.
And
specimens of fitness.
Rest in peace, Ziz.
Oh, Ziz. Ziz didn't have a good long life, did he? He showed him, though. Our hero today, though, is from Burnage, is model Lorna Dow, a regular model, not a supermodel. Huh. And the difference is it's fucking cash, isn't it? Do you remember I worked on a TV show called Make Me a Supermodel?
Certainly do.
Oh, great. Like just the thickest.
You were the runner, weren't you?
Yeah.
You had to drive them around?
Yeah. Driving these.
Which I can only imagine the level of banter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was the only one who owned a book. They were saying some great stuff. Like in the interviews, they had to make sure they could string a sentence together because it's Australian TV. They had to interview them.
Why though?
I don't know why, but they just
cut it.
It's like making those college footballers pass a fucking test.
Oh yeah.
Every now and then they just make them do it to say, yeah, we're doing the right thing. We're at university. One of the questions was like to these potential people on the audition tour. What is the difference between a model and a supermodel? And I remember one girl standing up and going, well, a supermodel's just like a model, but
no,
super.
Fuck.
Yeah. I thought, that is. She thinks they fight crimes or something. Fucking awesome. Anyway, it's an industry I couldn't be less interested in. Modeling.
Oh, yeah.
Gross. Anyway, old Lorna, she was on her way from fashion capital Manchester to New York, USA, for a modelling assignment. I've always enjoyed that. They call the term assignment for models, like they're secret agents or university students.
Walk, stare, return to where you started.
Yeah.
Come home.
That's your assignment, as if they've ever seen a ring binder or something. Lorna Dow, though, she's also, as part of her regime, she's quite partial to cannabis tea.
Fuck is that? What, just THC?
Yeah, just tea. I don't know. You can get any tea bags.
Yeah.
I had a look at some cannabis tea information. I know nothing about it. I'll tell you a couple of things.
I don't understand why you'd do it when there's just marijuana.
Well, yeah. Plus it still stinks.
Yeah.
Not like you're sneaking it in. It's not like those lollies.
Yeah.
Cannabis tea, that was used for centuries in folk medicine to treat rheumatism, cystitis, and various urinary diseases. And folk medicine, of course, is another name for the hocus pocus that existed before the modern medicine era. It has reemerged as people struggle to find meaning in their lives because things are too easy now. I'm not saying that plant-based medicine has no benefits. I'm not one of them, but it's self-appointed spokespeople. They're not doing the stuff a lot of favours, are they, PR-wise?
No.
Anyway, I'm not one to generalise, you know that. But
but all these people are stupid cunts.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. Just every time I've had the benefits of pot-based medicine explained to me, it's a fucking space cadet beginning their sentences with the word fucking. So take from that what you want.
Also, like, yeah, it's like a lot of these people now, I think we've spoken about the ayahuasca.
Oh, that's...
Just I've got to go to an ayahuasca retreat.
Yeah.
It's like, what? And I came back and I realised my friends and family were important. Ayahuasca is magical. You're like,
yeah.
Oh, man, should just know that.
Yeah.
Should have just enjoyed going overseas instead of fucking vomiting in the woods next to some fucking white cunt with dreadlocks.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's all there. All the hints are there. A model, though, that's a perfect candidate to ingest the stuff, often publicly espousing its benefits based on their own anecdotal evidence. The effects of cannabis tea, from what I've seen, are an absolute lottery.
Well, also, wouldn't that be hard for a model? Like, the last thing you'd want to ingest is something that gives you the munchies when you're meant to be staying shredded.
Yeah, I don't know. There must be something science to it. wouldn't just do it on a whim. She must have thought it through. The strength of it depends on exactly how long you boil it and what parts of the plant have been used and what you mix it with. A lot of variables. Making it the perfect drink to experiment with just before you get on a plane.
It's only 8 hours in a tube. What can go wrong? I never understood that. I've got mates in the US, especially now, that so much weed is just, you know, freely available in many states.
Yeah.
They'll go, yeah, I had a few weed gummies and I hit a vape before the flight. Mm. It's like, I had a terrible time. You're like, yeah, no, of course.
Yeah.
It's like just going into the Virgin Land, just necking 12 beers in 10 minutes and then hopping on and go, hope this works out. It's not going to work out.
Yeah, I know. It's a, I don't know. Lorna's gotten on the plane after fucking an actual high tea, a Manchester high tea, as opposed to the one you get in London, and had a few glasses of sparkly.
That'll even it out.
Mm.
By the way, have you ever attended a high tea?
Yeah, I have actually. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, quite enjoyed it.
I did not expect that.
Well, I mean, it's just tea, and it just depends on the snacks.
Scones?
Your enjoyment depends totally on who made the scones and how good they are.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Is that pretty much all you get? Is it just scones and tea, but it's on, you know, some fancy china?
Yeah, you get the you get the plates that have the gradually, you know, smaller at the top.
Yeah,
you can lift from those.
Yeah,
and then they just fill with, you know, snacks.
Oh,
largely scones.
Yeah,
scones are a bit lower class, I reckon, for a high tea. You get different snacks than that.
Okay,
maybe something brought over from the continent.
Ooh.
I can't really remember. I remember doing it once. It was all right.
Yeah.
Prefer the pub.
Obviously. Yeah. The Bogan high tea, wedges. Yeah.
She's, yeah, models do tend to enjoy drinking from a flute, like they're at the horse races.
Hmm.
Well, it's, you know, it's just what they, I don't know. It's a society thing. Anyway, unclear how many hours in.
I know why. They love the flute.
Why?
A champagne flute.
Mm.
Well, it's just big and empty up top and rake thin at the bottom. I don't know why they they find themselves attracted to that.
Yeah. You wouldn't often see a model with a like a pint glass with a handle, would you?
Oh, fuck.
A stein.
Too heavy.
Yeah. They'd fall over. Balance one on their head, maybe. but never to the side. Yeah, I don't know how many hours in. I'm guessing three. But Lorna finds herself in a queue for the bog. Long queue. But then any queue is long if you're a model. They don't really shouldn't have to deal with that sort of shit, usually reserved for the rest of us.
Yeah, she's yelling out for a bouncer that she's on a list.
Yeah.
It's like, no, mate, it's the shitter. You just got to wait.
Well, you joke about that. It's pretty much what – I mean, it's taken a while. Like some shameless pig is in there clearly growing a tail. And Lorna, because she doesn't like waiting, they don't. Yeah. She's collared a flight attendant and demanded –
By the way, if you've ever shit on a plane, and I'm sorry, it's a flush while you sit operation.
Oh, yeah.
I left a bad AGB at work the other week after quite a large session at the UFC.
Yeah.
And I just had my hand behind my back, just flushing as I went. You got to get it out of the building as quickly as possible.
That's very considerate. Most people wouldn't care. You might have to explain to anyone overseas what an AGB is.
After grog bog.
Yes. There it is.
Man, did you see it? By the way, I said it's not going anywhere on a plane because it just goes into a tub. But did you see that bloke in England the other week who got hit by a fucking massive frozen grogan in his garden?
No.
The plane had some fucking defect and the shitter opened up as the plane was flying and it's just sick. Dropped a big frozen grogan. It could have killed the bloke.
What, like a lump of it with bits?
Yeah, a lump of grogan hit him.
Oh wow!
Just numerous.
What a way to go.
He was fine, just gardening, just embarrassed. But
yeah,
good for the plants.
Yeah,
it's already in there.
I don't know though. The diet of most people who fly planes these days. I don't know. I put it on my garden. So yeah, she's collared a flight attendant and demanded a bucket to chuck up in. Again, the paper bags provided to the rest of us, not really good enough for a model to park the tiger in. So seems she got the brew wrong and just greened out on the tee and the spew man, wouldn't have helped.
Greening out, no good. You've never smoked pot, have you?
No, not a potty.
I've only ever done it a handful of times and I fucking hate it. It is, it's not for me.
That's not for me. I just sort of know it's not for me.
School of hard knocks.
Yeah.
We only learn one way, and that's after the 100th fail.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't need to relax more. The FA, who, funnily enough, wasn't just cruising around with an empty bucket in her hands waiting for this exact eventuality, said that she'd take Lorna to another latrine, at which point Lorna has threatened to have a number one in the aisle. She switched out the vomit for a number one. She's gone, I don't need to chuck up now, but I will pee in the aisle.
Also, I do love the idea, the bucket. It's like they're not, you know, they're not selling fucking four Coronas for $20 on the plane.
Yeah.
They don't have buckets. Like, it's a plane.
I've never seen a bucket on a plane. Unless it's a domestic Queensland to somewhere else in Queensland flight and someone's got a bucket of fucking pippies and worms in sand as their hand luggage. But even they put a lid on it. They're not animals. So she was upset, right? Like she got escorted to another lavatory. Door was locked and Lorna clearly needed to go pronto. So she demanded answers from the FA. She didn't get the answers she wanted. So she did the only thing she could do in such a situation. She had a tanty. She said, I'm going to sort you out.
Wow.
And by this stage, there were three FAs there. Lorna punched one, pulled the hair of the other, and then dragged the third flight attendant, Christine Cook, down the aisle by her hair, screeching,
Jesus.
What are you going to do about it, bitch?
Cannabis tea's really chilled her out.
Fuck yeah. Turns out she's a bit of a supermodel.
I assume the only way all three of them got caught off guard is after the model said that and they were laughing for too long.
It's crazy.
That it did give her a chance to fight back.
Well, it shows you that in this era, the flight attendants were probably models themselves and even smaller and skinnier than this actual model. I don't know. But she's taken out three of them. Punch, pull hair, drag.
Good effort.
Yeah, not bad. Pretty quick. I wish people would stop assaulting flight attendants with common names because I can't find them. It's annoying. If you're going to do it, just look at their name tag and go, that is unusual. Bang, do it and we'll find her. or him. Then Lorna has demanded to fly the plane herself.
Wow.
Stating the pilots are only drivers. So have that. Any pilots out there, you might want to do something to protect your jobs, because if models can fly, do your job, what are you doing?
Jesus Christ.
Bloody glorified bus drivers.
And this is, by the way, after, what, two champagnes?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
And an undisclosed amount of cannabis tea. It could be one mouthful. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Man, the amount of beers I would have to think, not only am I capable of flying the plane, but I'll also insult the people in the cockpit to get them out.
Oh, yeah.
So I can do their job better.
It's great. She hasn't stopped there. She challenged the whole crew to a fight. Imagine that. Like an adult saying, I'll fight all of you. For me, that's a pretty quick escalation for someone on the most peaceful of all the drugs.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Now I'm going to stay here in the aisle and fucking kick all your asses.
Yeah. The flight, because it was 1998, they didn't do anything too drastic. They were over the water anyway. Just kept going.
Yeah.
And got to New York. And
no written note? Oh, no point. It's a model.
No, I don't think so.
Got to draw a picture, hand it out.
They got to New York.
Is that where, hold on. I do assume, I know people would say punching down or whatever, but I think if you get paid good money to be a model, it's punching up, surely.
Oh, you couldn't punch up harder.
Yeah.
No one ever considers cash in this punching down debate, do they? You know, these people have so much money. They're fine. I couldn't punch up harder than I am. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, and she's already assaulted three flight attendants.
Yeah.
Abused the pilots and then threatened to take them all on. Yeah.
Oh, she's done a fair bit here. When she got to New York, of course, her status did change fairly immediately upon landing.
Status arrested.
Yes.
Thanks, Ronnie.
She ended up getting held for 3 days in a cell in New York. That particular modelling assignment went to another model. I dare
probably
say
still.
Yeah.
Two champagnes in that body, probably still maggot. That's why I can't go.
Yeah. They would have just found a local model like they could have in the first place. I'm no aficionado, but, you know, the skill set of a model is surely within reason fairly similar to another model who's roughly the same size and colour. Bang, get that one.
Save the airfare.
Yeah, I imagine obviously more experienced models or the rare ones who acknowledge that an assignment briefing doesn't need to contain that much detail. Just turn up to work and someone says, so your assignment today is, yeah, just give me the fucking clothes, I'll put them on. That's, you know.
And look forlorn.
Yeah. Walk and blow on hot soup as you turn around. That's the modelling thing, isn't it? Blow on hot soup as you turn around. Or is this, yeah, there's a few sayings for it, I think.
Oh, great. Yeah. The assignment is like every other assignment.
Yeah.
Copy, paste, copy, paste, copy, paste.
Don't eat too much. Go to the toilet heaps before you walk down the thing. Don't worry about it.
Ease up on the cannabis tea before a flight.
Oh,
general assignment.
She wasn't told that. So she got sent back to Manchester where she had to attend Crown Court. There appears to be absolutely no science behind who goes where for punishment for air rage. Like in all these, like they could still be in jail in New York.
Yep.
Could get sent home. What? Who knows?
Is it like a country by country, airline by airline, state versus state, mate versus mate? Who knows? Or is it just however the judge feels?
I've not seen any pattern.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the people deciding this, they'd be great at serial killing because there's no pattern. You cannot predict what's going to happen when you start reading these. You know, she's gone home. Pretty big month in the Manchester Crown Court.
When you say Crown Court, what's the equivalent of that? Like, is that a magistrate's court or?
No, it's one up, I believe. It's like your Downing Centre here, your tourist destination when you came to Sydney.
Magistrate Supreme High?
It's not high.
I think that's or county?
County's probably Crown.
County Court, yeah, all right.
I don't know. There'll be some fucking expert who'll hit you up on, or me, more
by
likely.
The way, magistrate's court, I assume it's humming again, just for a bit of fun, people watching, just go past at 9:30 a.m. any day.
Oh, it's good.
Because generally the people in there at that time have not been required to wake up that early in some time and they are cranky, punching darts.
Oh, you'll be the best dressed no matter what you pick to wear. You want
fashions on the field, magistrates' court, yeah.
Oh, if you want to buy yourself a second-hand race team jacket, wait till about 11:30 when they're on their way out. Get your pick. They're at a low point. Just offer them $50 for their race team jacket. You'll get it. Big month, February 1998 for Manchester Crown Court. A few cases on there, the same time as Lorna Dowd's. One case.
Do I need a dinger?
Oh, I don't know.
No, they're all.
No, I don't think so. No. There's a few different things, but no. No, not really. Not yet. One case got...
Put the cover back on the bell. Yeah.
Got national attention as a group of men known as the Bolton Homosexuals were convicted and given suspended sentences under indecency laws for filming themselves indulging in sexual activities. Videos were seized by police. Different time, Nick.
Yeah.
Can't do that sort of thing now.
Well, you can. You just put it on a fucking OnlyFans. That'd be worth heaps.
Oh, no, you can do that. But what you can't do is label people the such and such homosexuals and arrest them and monster them.
Oh, that's what I thought they called themselves that.
No.
They're like a soccer team.
No. That's what other people call the Bolton soccer team, I think.
I was like, fuck, have they just run out of, the minor league baseball and you've got some of those weird fucking team names?
Yeah. Okay. That would be a big one.
Third division English soccer. Jeez, they've run out.
Well, everyone else is just calling us that. On building sites, we'll just call ourselves. Get out in front of it.
Interesting mascot.
Another case on at exactly the same time. Richard Allen, a bloke from Didsbury, who murdered another bloke at a quick save with a K, got life in prison.
Fair enough. What's a quick save? I assume like a servo?
7-Eleven.
Yeah.
He got out in 2007, so not that long for life there, because the testimony of a cellmate saying he admitted it to him should not have been admissible. So, again, loophole.
Big but loophole.
While we are down here, word to the wise, don't ever tell anyone about your murders.
Man, I'm sure that those people just in a cell for that long, they end up blabbing just out of boredom.
Yeah, for sure.
I've gone through the life story.
I know, but just make sure you are, you're happy with being guilty and you've pleaded guilty before you tell a cellmate. They're not to be trusted, from what I've seen. This model, or ex-model, as she was then known, are you ever ex? You reckon? I think it's one of those things you can never not be once you've done it, like a professor or a doctor or a murderer. There's no ex-model.
Oh, yeah, you just see model forever.
Model till death.
Like a Navy SEAL. Yeah.
Like an actor. Anyway, ex-model Lorna Dow. Though she did plead guilty to all charges, common assault and assault occasioning actual bodily harm. Doesn't sound that common to me, a model bashing three people. Potentially more if they weren't all cowards and took her up on her offer to fight all of them. So this is what she got. Again, no science to this. She got chucked in the clink for her efforts, 3 months in the hole.
By the way, you used to have a stand-up bit about that, common assault.
Yeah.
There is, that's such an uncommon thing. A model drank too much cannabis tea and bashed three people in the sky.
Yeah.
That's uncommon assault.
Oh, I've never seen anything quite like this.
That's rare.
It's unique assault. There should be a unique assault one. And if everyone has a laugh, including the judge, knock a few months off. You fucking what? You ask for a bucket and then you bash three. Never heard of that. Good one. Unique assault.
You went from a chunder to a piss.
Yeah. She 6 weeks with the other 6 weeks suspended. Fairly stiff, I reckon, especially considering cannabis tea and champagne were the real culprits in the
end. Of course. What did our mate get?
Who's our mate?
Alcohol. Mr. Booze. Mr. Booze. Mr. Booze. Mr. B-double-O-Z.
What did he get?
Oh,
nothing. Well, just back to work next day.
Yeah, whatever. I watched a video actually. I was looking into cannabis tea. I watched this bloke on YouTube just getting fucking high as a kite on the stuff.
Oh, man, there goes your algorithms. Yeah. Now it's going to be flat earth and fucking
Yeah, he's sort of reviewing cannabis tea. It was appalling.
Too much chemicals in your deodorant. You're about to get all that shit now.
Wow. Yeah, already on it. little bit of a where is she now on Lorna Dow. This might surprise you, but it's mainly Facebook.
Oh, yeah?
Where she's quite partial to a meme. Which, while I'm aware, it's not exclusively the domain of difficult people to be around in real life, but it definitely helps. As sentiments go, brilliant, the majority of memes are, but in the wrong hands, often misused to imply that you don't need to make any effort to be a better person to get what you want out of life. It's everyone else's fault for not loving you. I've gone ahead and taken the time to translate a few of Lorna's memes for those a little less au fait with social media memes. Here's one from her. I'm not single. I'm not taken. I'm merely on reserve for the one who deserves my heart.
Wow. What a beautiful thing.
Oh, it means I am a fucking handful because my dad wasn't a very good bloke. Don't, and I repeat, don't leave me alone at a party, even to go to the toilet. I'll do something really dumb. Another one. Got a few memes here from Lorna. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Kindness.
And what was that over? Was that over anything? Was there a, you know, they love a sunset or a beach? Or a beach at sunset?
It's always something like that. I didn't. Forest. Always that. Silhouettes.
Yeah.
People fucking holding hands, close-ups of footprints and this whatever stuff. Just stock footage of, dusk and dawn are the best times for memes.
Platitudes.
Kindness makes you the most beautiful person in the world, no matter what you look like. So that means, listen up, uglies, I'm a model, sucked in.
What is that? Kindness is the most...
Makes you the most beautiful person in the world, no matter what you look like.
Yeah.
So.
Turns out, though, I'm hot as fuck, so I can just bash some strangers.
Yeah. I mean, imagine being a model and kind. That's what she's... I don't know.
Is it even possible?
No. highly improbable. Not possible. Well, yeah, it's impossible. Like, you've never had to be nice to anyone your whole life. Why would you fucking start? Be strong when you are weak. Be brave when you are scared. Be humble when you are victorious.
The last few, by the way, the last two are possible, but the first one just isn't. Be strong when you're weak. We can't because you're fucking weak.
Yeah.
It's the absence of strength that has left you weak.
Oh, yeah.
But the other one, brave when you're scared, that is possible.
Humble in victory. Yeah, of course.
Yep.
This to me just means, look, there's probably been a death in the family. a far less cryptic plea for attention will be posted forthwith on another platform. me. Another meme.
A model spitting out forthwith. Now, that'd be...
Yeah.
That'd be a first.
be wise here's enough.
Here's the discount code for my skincare range.
Oh,
forthwith.
I wish.
Plug that in.
Yeah.
Third item free.
Well, no one's getting that. I can't fucking spell it. That's a pretty good policy, actually. Just have a really hard to spell word. For you. Just weed out the fuckwits. Be wise enough to walk away from all the nonsense people are creating about you, in caps. That usually means, look, there may or may not be some amateur footage floating about of me berating a waitress because my water wasn't quite fucking sparkling enough. Get out ahead of it.
Fucking hell.
I got another one. Pretty good.
Another meme? Yep.
Not everyone will understand your journey. That's okay. You're here to live your life, not make everyone understand. That to me means, look, I've gone and slapped someone across the face again. The world needs to make more of an effort to adapt to me.
I know you assumed I'm going to New York like the rest of you. However,
yeah,
it's me and my journey. I'll be doing some pretty crook shit in between.
Yeah.
It's not the destination. It's how many people you can fucking bash on the way.
Great. I love how she never set foot in New York, like just airport, police car, jail, police car, airport, back to Manchester. Really good. I mean, all of those very wise words, though, and imagine she used those exact sentiments and words when facing court for bashing flight attendants for not unlocking the toilet for her quick enough. But don't know, accept that in Crown Court. I mean, in fact, when I'm getting maggot on champagne and cannabis tea on a plane, if someone had the audacity not to love me at the worst of me and the worst part of my journey, I'd probably tell them that's not my job to make them understand. It's the job of my fists. That's how you make people understand your journey. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Man, I just want to say full credit to this model, though, for a bunch of champagne and cannabis tea, for the ability to even stand up.
Oh,
I'd have trouble standing up, I think, let alone bashing three randoms, threatening to take the pilot's job.
Yeah, and then I'll fight you all. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Turns out the champagne was stronger than the cannabis tea, I reckon.
Yeah, it won, totally.
The grapes beat the green.
Grapes versus the green. don't mix the grapes and the green. The bit of live, laugh and love, though. Why not? I mean, she probably has live and love tattooed on her knuckles, as well as laugh somewhere else tattooed, maybe a kneecap or an elbow or something else used commonly to bash. And she, you know, she'll say live, laugh and love as she's punching someone. That'd be a good fucking catchphrase.
Just down the shin in knee. Small.
Yeah.
Just down the shin in very small font. If you can read this, you're about to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh. What the fuck's that say? Oh, no.
I think you find these days most models have honorary degrees in philosophy, more so now than ever. Like Lorna, she's not embraced Instagram despite being a model. I don't know if she still is. She'd be mid-50s now. But then that is probably the ultimate test of the collective human race. If she's kind and her Facebook posts certainly indicate that she's nothing but that, then she should, as the Mimi says, remain beautiful forever.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand how that couldn't be the case. Cynics may say that the inner beauty argument is somewhat thwarted by the non-existence of old models, but whatever. as Lorna says.
I think I'm fairly kind, yet to get a call from Jack London.
Yeah. as Lorna says, though, laugh when you can, apologise with a Z when you should, and let go of what you can't change.
So, she's nicked that. Maybe she saw that in New York.
Oh, yeah. It's on the scratched into the fucking wall of the prison cell.
That would actually make me laugh. If you do a tour of like a, what was the, what's the one in San Francisco?
Oh, Alcatraz.
Alcatraz, just seeing a live, laugh, love etched into.
with someone's fingernails still in there.
Al Capone did that. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Make the most of every day. Oh, I mean, there's one more, probably the most pertinent to Lorna's time on British Airways meme is this one that she's put up. If the door closes, quit banging on it. Whatever was behind it wasn't meant for you. Consider the fact that maybe the door was closed because you're worth so much more than what was on the other side.
You are kidding me. She's posted that after getting arrested for trying to bash her way into a toilet that someone was in.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, I think all of our listeners, even those special podcast enthusiasts who have appalling personal hygiene, should consider themselves worth more than a broken toilet. Anyway, stay beautiful, everyone, even you uglies.
Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. Chuck us a review on whatever platform you listen on. That helps us out. Get on patreon.com/midflightbrawl if you'd like some extra episodes, extra content. Heggy, got gigs coming up? LukeHeggy.com?
Sure, yeah, by the time this comes out, I'm heading up to Queensland, I believe, for some gigaroonies. Be there January, down in Melbourne in January for a live one of these, plus a few stand-up shows. Yeah, on it.
We do. We've got a live episode January 22nd, Comedy Republic. Get to midflightbrawl.com for tickets there. NickCody.com.au for upcoming shows of mine. Send us a message on our Instagram @midflightbrawl if you want to get in touch. And we'll see you next week.
Good night.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's mid flight brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.